Is that an IML pathology approach that you're learning?
If you were at the panel meeting, were you at the panel session yesterday? Anybody? No.
Yep.
Oh, of course you would, Brian. I sort of talked a little bit about what we did and how we did it, and I was there as the enterprise-based representative, I guess, RTO, explaining just how we went about things. So my presentation is really just letting people know what we did and how we sort of did it. And I explained yesterday that 5 years ago we decided to become an RTO, so we were a very, very young RTO. We did that because we had an extreme skill shortage in our industry, which we still have, particularly now because of policy changes in the government. With the last budget, they took away regulation of collection centres and licensing. So we have little collection centres popping up all over Australia in chemists and all sorts of places, and we just don't have the staff to actually, qualified staff to be able to man them. So instead of things getting better as time goes on, they're actually getting worse. We had 800 collection centres in June of 2010. By the end of July, we had 2,400. So that's just how rapidly, and they're just keeping on growing. Competition is huge out there in the industry. So who are we? We're a private pathology practice, and this is us, Southern IML Pathology. We're part of the Sonic Healthcare Group, and it's a multinational group. Started off in Western Australia. It's Australian owned. We are the biggest player in the USA. We're in across Europe, Australia, New Zealand. So it's quite a large company, but we all keep our individual identities. Basically, we were paper-based prior to 2008. We then realised that we had a need to go in interstate, go into country, and rural areas, but that was a difficult thing for us. We had a project. Our project was funded to enable us to produce practical DVDs because we're teaching practical skills. And so, therefore, we produced a distance course, piloted that. It was successful. From that, the innovations convinced me to have a go at producing an online course, which we did. And that was after our project in 2008. So we produced all of our course online using the Moodle platform. And then we took 12 months off 2009 to settle it in, work out what we were doing. Since then, we're now doing traineeships across the country with other Sonic entities. And, I guess the reason I was chosen to do it by the company was because in 2008 I fell over and in my backyard and had a rotator cuff injury. I was out of action as a nurse. So they said, okay, go forth and become a Moodle expert, which was rather silly because, you know, I didn't even answer my mobile phone, which I still don't. But anyway, I sort of fumbled through it. I downloaded things off YouTube, how to do things. I bought books, asked people, and sort of got familiar with things. Spent many, many a night worrying myself sick and wondering why things wouldn't work. But, you know, sort of fumbled through and got there. And it was quite successful. I just talked about the skill shortage and our partnership. And we were very much influenced by the framework, and particularly I was just so influenced. All of these things were so new to me. I had absolutely no idea that stuff was out there, the resources were there. And because I was mature-aged, firstly, I was a bit afraid to ask a lot of questions because I thought people would think, oh, God, she's an idiot. But the resources were there for self-learning. And that's what was really, really good. I didn't have to embarrass myself with basic stuff. I got the basic stuff, and then I asked the more complex stuff. So those resources are there, and they're there for anybody. You've just got to get onto the website. Those will show me how everything's just about free.
That's really good too. This is our original. I don't know how to work this. Ooh. I think I've gone a bit back there. I think that is this the, yeah, that's the thing there. I don't know if this is going to work. This was our original online Moodle course. This is our Certificate 3. I'm uploading Certificate 4 at the moment. We're just going through the process of that in pathology. And then from that, we then went on... we went on to build an induction, which is this year's project. So it was pretty simple sort of stuff to do. I mean, if I could do it, anyone can do it. Just, you know, uploaded little videos. This is just the front page, you know, for people, the information page. And you know, a few testimonials and things.
The Southern Pathology collection course.
This little girl, for example, was a stay-at-home mum who never worked, had three kids, one disabled, did the course with us, has now, you know, got a new career path and has been working with us successfully for a long time. So this managed to actually get a lot of people back into that workforce, which is what we really needed. And it was really important to us. Throughout the course, we have lots and lots of instructional DVDs, practical things, how to take blood, how to do an ECG, how to do a spirometry, a breathing test, all of those things that are really quite important to get people's skills up without them actually being in the classroom. Anyway, technology that we used, all free other than Bluehost. We use Moodle as our platform. Bluehost as our hosting area, which costs us about somewhere about $120 a year. Cam Studio with Windows Movie Maker, YouTube, Blip TV, Arid, converted a few Arid things, made our own interactive little tasks and things. Wikispace, of course, and Skype. All of these things totally new to me. All of these things are so easy to use once you actually get in there and have a go at them. And I said yesterday, what was really great for me is I could play. You know, here I was, a 50-odd-year-old woman, getting in there and playing just like the kids were. And I was being paid to do it, and that was really good. It was legal. You know, it was really a great thing for me. And it gave me a new lease of life to be actually able to do something. So as saying up there, Moodle is a course management system. It needs regular updates and new versions. The versions change constantly. We're just up to 2. 2 is absolutely amazing. It's allowing us to do a lot more things than 1.8, 1.9 was doing. I just did an administrator course with Julian, who's presenting next door. Fantastic thing to do, really worthwhile. A lot of it probably over my head, but really the teacher and the administration is really great. If anyone is ever thinking of doing it, instead of fumbling through and wasting time like I did, just, you know, go and invest in the course. Do that. It's worthwhile. Make sure you've got a Moodle expert as a mentor to call on if you need them. And that was really important to me, to have somebody who I could give a call and say, hey, this isn't working. Why isn't it working? And they could actually help me through it. But don't be afraid of it, because it's a really good platform. Bluehost, it's really inexpensive web hosting. Good thing that I really like about Bluehost is I can actually go in, and I know you can do it on Google as well, but I can go in and on a monthly basis, I can have a look at my stats and just see how many hits I'm getting, how many pages they're going to, are they just going to the first page and clicking off again, where those hits are coming from. And that is really, really important to us, because we can actually see where these people are actually coming from, where they actually found our website. And we can then compare those numbers with the
sorry, 5 minutes, with basically how many enrolments we've got and that sort of thing. Now I'm going to do this again, aren't I? Cam Studio is really good. You can record, do screenshots, record. You can use things like PowerPoint and record things, then turn them into movies, upload them again into your website. Lots of tutorials on YouTube. That's where I found them. Windows Movie Maker, fantastic for making your little movies, doing screenshots, your picture stories, etc. Pinnacle I found was the best for editing movies, adding my sound, converting. It was really, really a great thing to use, and I've made heaps and heaps of movies with that one. YouTube, fantastic to be able to upload your videos and have them there. Your videos have to be 2 gig or less and 15 minutes. Again, when you go into Pinnacle, I would just keep on going in and editing until I got down to the right size, you know, taking out any extra crap. Now, what we used was Tunnelier because I needed my own repository. Again, Tunnelier is free. You can get it off the web. And so that's my own little repository that I put my movies in that I don't want to go onto YouTube. Things that I just want to be ours. So I have a code. I put my movies into that code and then embed them into my Moodle site. And Super is the program that I used to convert my movies into Flash. Then they went into Tunnelier and then straight into Moodle. And a really quick way of doing things. You know, someone can say to me from the lab, come over here and I want you to film A, B or C. You know, do a 10-minute film, go back, load it up, edit it, into Super, into Tunnelier, and I've got it in to our induction process, you know, within 2 hours, which is a really good way of doing it. Arid, C. Shane, you can actually use the Arid stuff and change the content, make your own little interactive things, which we did. It's really good. Bit tricky. A little, you know, private shoot from Shane is really good. Wikispaces, of course, where our project is. And our project's up there for anyone to see, our case study. And Skype was fantastic for free video calling. So we could actually talk about what we were doing between different people. So our 210 project, we need an induction program. We're running a pathology practice with 14 different departments. Every department is diverse, it's different. All of the issues between departments could not be done in one induction in one day. You know, diverse like couriers, laboratory people, doctors, nurses, all sorts of people, home visit people. So what we had, we did a general induction, which people do on the first day, and then we have departmental inductions. And we had four pilot departments that started up their departmental inductions, and we've now got 8 on board, so a few of them have gone onto it. A lot of people didn't want to do it because they were understaffed, and overworked. As I said, skill shortage, that's in the laboratory as well and everywhere else. So basically, the company had to, or the management had to say, you know, who was going to be the volunteers. So we had our volunteers were collecting, so that's the front line, that's our nurses, and biochemistry, which is a robotics, fully automated department, our couriers, our customer service people. And so to get them started, I produced the general induction, was tested by the HR department. They culled it horrendously because they had too much content in there for a day. And then the departments built up their own areas and are still uploading information. They're using point of view glasses in histology where lumps and bumps and autopsy bits and pieces come in.
So they're using their point of view glasses for their cut-ups, how to make slides, how to cut their sections and that sort of thing. So, you know, that's a really good one as well. They all undertook Moodle training. As you can see, they're all very serious. Ruby, the lady in the middle, was supposed to be here, but she broke her leg dancing at the Christmas party, so she didn't make it. So they've all had basic Moodle training. They're all managing their sites really quite well, which has surprised me because they were also very anti it, and now they can actually see the benefits that they've got. So, you know, that's a plus, I guess. Some advice I've got... when you write your business case and your plan action, stick to them. Delegate, don't do too much yourself. Most people who take these things on do try and do too much themselves. Expect life to get in the way, it does. Anzac Day, my mum took sick. 30th of September, she died. I was nursing her in the middle of that time. So where my planned action was... you know, life really got in the way. So make sure that you've got lots of backup people if you're going to have a project, because you really need them. You know, I was finding I was doing things at odd hours because I just didn't have time to do things. Clearly explain to all your members of the team what your expectations are, what your needs are, and listen to their needs and expectations. A lot of people don't. They just think, oh, they're not interested, they don't care. Have a firm understanding with your business partner. My business partner was a pathology practice itself, because we're the RTO. And you really need a firm understanding what they expect from you and what you expect from them. Have a good mentor available and make sure you do that training before you start and perform a technology audit. Anyway, yeah, that was one of our problems. We didn't do a technology audit before we started. We found all of our computers were inadequate for what we were trying to do, our internal computers. There were we couldn't get the internet on them, we couldn't get flash on them, we had to replace most of our computers throughout the system, because all they were really being used for were patient results and you know, a few PowerPoints every now and then. Because even though we've got millions and millions of dollars worth of this wonderful equipment in the place, our general computers were just very, very, very old. And how to keep it going? Once embedded in the organisation, we're hoping that the new people who come in will, the first impression will be e-learning on their first day. They'll know where they can get the information, where they can get any follow-up, their troubleshooting guides, etc., for their departments. They know where they can go to get their rosters and everything else. So basically, an e-learning will be embedded in them from day one. It'll be natural attrition because we still have people who will never ever take it on. I've still got department heads who just clearly refuse. They refuse to allow the internet in their departments because they don't trust their staff members. Kids can take out their iPhone any time and get onto Facebook. Why would they go and have clunky old computers? I mean, it's a load of crap. But anyway, natural attrition, keep people on rolling on.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dylan.
No worries. Oh, our outputs were our movies.
Thank you.
Sorry.
What about the Moodle training? Have you got any tips there?
Moodle training?
Yep.
If you go onto the Moodle website, the Perkinui training, they come to Sydney 2 or 3 times a year and do the teacher training, which is 2 days. And I would suggest doing teacher and then admin together. I think your brain will just explode. Do teacher and then do admin, a few months later. Julian is giving a little talk to me somewhere, trying to hook up. It's very important. And thank you for listening.